The last 2 years have been big for Kodiak Tanner crab fishermen. Processors offered record prices back in 2022, and this year's harvest levels were the highest they've been in nearly 40 years, making it the largest crab fishery in the state. But as KMXT's Kirsten Dobroth reports, all that attention has also renewed discussions about how to best manage and protect the fishery going forward.
Back in January, boats sat on anchor waiting to offload their huge crab harvests at Kodiak processors, sometimes for a week or more.
There was just a lot of crab out there.
Teresa Peterson is the fisheries policy director for the Alaska Marine Conservation Council. Her family has been fishing commercially in and around Kodiak for decades, including for Tanner. Kodiak's Tanner crab population tends to fluctuate, but when numbers are good, the season opens in mid-January. More than 130 vessels participated in this year's fishery. Peterson says it's welcome work for skippers and crew.
The Tanner crab fishery provides a really important source of revenue for small boat fishermen in the dead of winter when there's really little to no other fishing income opportunities.
That revenue was worth nearly $20 million to the local fleet this year. The available harvest was 5.8 million pounds. Biologists say the quota was likely the peak of a large crab cohort that was first observed back in 2018. The next few years will likely be good, too. Peterson says the fleet is already banking on it, particularly as catch limits and prices have been cut in other areas.
With the price of salmon that we're looking at right now, the bright spot in our future is that crab fishery. I think it's going to be really critical in these next few years.
The bulk of Kodiak's Tanner crab is found on the east side of the island, and an area known locally as the Sandbox is a Tanner hotspot. It also overlaps with a federal groundfish fishery. And that's where things get complicated. Conversations about conservation in the Sandbox have been going on for a while.
I've been trying to get Tanner crab protections for 19 years.
Alexis Kwachka is the skipper of the fishing vessel No Point. He's also a member of the Kodiak Crab Alliance Cooperative, which represents Tanner permit holders. He says bycatch is a main concern.
As Tanner crab fishermen, we're bearing all the burden of conservation. So we want accountability on the interaction with other gear groups.
Kodiak-based bottom trawlers have fished for flatfish like rock sole and arrowtooth flounder in years past in and around the Sandbox. The trawl fishery didn't open the last 2 years, but this spring they ran just over a dozen trips to test the market. That's also when biologists say crabs are in their vulnerable molt stage, and crabbers want more monitoring to make sure Tanner crabs aren't scooped up as bycatch. Right now, trawlers and fixed-gear vessels in the water off Kodiak are monitored for bycatch either by observers on board or electronically with cameras, which are on just a fraction of the time. Julie Bonney is the executive director of the Alaska Groundfish Data Bank, which represents Kodiak-based trawlers. She says it's costly and takes time to implement monitoring programs, and right now, there's not enough data to expand monitoring across the fleet.
Let's bring the information back, decide whether we have a problem, and if we do, how we're going to fix it.
Kwachka and a group of other fishermen asked the North Pacific Fishery Management Council to make changes. At the council's meeting in June, they proposed a cameras-on-all-the-time policy known as 100% electronic monitoring for all vessels in the hotspot area.
With electronic monitoring, it kind of takes all that guesswork out of it. If the cameras are on all the time, whether you're a trawler or a longliner or a pot fisherman, it makes it so we can just do a better job.
It's a familiar ask. More than a decade ago, the council considered expanding monitoring at the Sandbox, but it ultimately didn't go anywhere. This time around, the council didn't approve more observers or monitoring either, but they did vote to gather and compare data from all gear groups in the Sandbox. Bonnie, with the trawlers, says it's a good starting point to balance everyone's interests.
It's a big deal to have all fisheries be successful. And so from a small boat perspective, the Tanner crab fishery was really significant for those guys this year, and thankful for that. But also as a trawl person, we want to have healthy flatfish fisheries and bottom fishing around the island as well.
Kwachka says he and other crabbers were frustrated that the council didn't go further. But he's cautiously optimistic that the door is open to possible future action. Peterson, with the Alaska Marine Conservation Council, says the council process is slow by design, and she's also encouraged by the June meeting. She says the fact that so many gear groups fish out of Kodiak should be a strength for future management, not a weakness.
Kodiak's a fishery-dependent community, reliant on all kinds of species, you know, salmon, halibut, sablefish, cod, herring, groundfish, crab, and that working together, we can help to identify fishing patterns where you're able to prosecute your fisheries without impacting another fishery.
The North Pacific Fishery Management Council is set to pick up the discussion at its December meeting, just about a month before Kodiak crabbers will set their gear for the next season. In Kodiak, I'm Kirsten Dobrath.